Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Curiosity has its own reason for existing. As we live our bountiful and delightful, interesting, challenging lives, we have many thoughts that come up in our consciousness, and we say, why do I have that thought? Why did that thought come into my world? Why am I thinking about space? Why am I thinking about no space, no time? Why am I thinking about things that are just not fitting into the human frame of reference? Because I'm thinking about those things because for me, there is no human frame of reference. For me, there is no frame of reference outside of the divine. The divine is the only frame of reference that exists in the universe, that exists for me, unlimited. It is a frame of reference that goes so far, so beyond all things. It is so magnificent that it's just so exciting for me to be aware that it is who I am. Can I realize that? Curiosity has its own reason for existing. Our friend Einstein told us this statement, among his many other wise statements, for he has probed into his mind, and he has probed into his consciousness and wondered why he had these things. As we've been told, he went to sleep one night looking for the answer for the theory of relativity, and he had always been working on that and always been dwelling upon it, and finally he just, in natural sleep, let the idea go and fell sound asleep. And in the middle of the night, he woke up and he wrote down a couple of items on a piece of paper. And then in the morning when he woke up, he looked at them and he saw this saying, E equals MC squared. And it was something profound in his mind. It says, hey, this is just the foundation of my thought. It's just the foundation of my thinking in a grander, more beautiful way than I've ever done before. Hey, I like it. I like this very much. And so he put it to work, and it became his foundation for his thinking on the theory of relativity. It became the foundation of his great work that brought him great notoriety and great respect throughout all the world, throughout all the scientific community. And with what he came forth with what he came out with, he did things that nobody else had ever done. He did things that nobody else ever realized that they could do. And because he came out with those things, he brought forth the idea that within him, it has the one reason for existing, this curiosity. It has its own reason for existing, and he didn't care what it was. It was there, and he knew that it was good, and he followed it. Each one of us have the opportunity to have curiosity pique us at every turn. We have the opportunity of thinking about things and wondering about things and kind of, can that really be true? And yes, it can be true. It not only can be true, it is just the beginning of that area of thinking. Because sometimes we just get the cornerstone of the area of thinking and we say, what's that all about? We get the cornerstone of an area of thinking and we wonder what is to come. Ask a poet, what are you going to write about? He says, oh, I don't know. And he chooses a word, I'll write about peace. I'll write about love. I'll write about flowers. I'll write about... And so he writes about them, but he writes about them in ways that you and I would never have thought of writing. He is using his tool of poetry and writing magical words and magical concepts. You take a playwright, or you take a musician, you take a composer, and he's composing music, and he's composing songs, and he's given this musical comedy show for which he is to compose the music. Now, the music already exists in him. He doesn't know it. But that music is going to be sparked by different things that he sees, different attitudes that he sees within the people in his show. And he's going to show how music reveals and songs reveal how love can be so loving and so gentle and so fulfilling, how peace can come upon people. We all have sparkling ideas, sparkling in our curiosity, sparkling in our mind, telling us that we want to know things and we want to be things. Our curiosity has its own reason for existing, and we don't always know what that reason is for existing. We don't always know what the reason is for existing because we haven't been interested in that. But all of a sudden, we start learning things and knowing things, and all of a sudden we start understanding things. And as we understand these things, then the reason becomes very clear of what our curiosity is going to draw us to and drive us to and bring us out in. So a little child works in a play box, in the sandbox. And as the child works in the sandbox, what's the child doing? The child is making a castle, making a road, making a mountain, making a village, making a lake. And whatever he's doing, he's just having fun. His curiosity is creating these things. Now, will they ever become a reality? Oh, one day he may well do things that are quite important. But while he's in the sandbox, while he's on the basics, while you are just in your state of curiosity on anything, you don't know what that fulfillment is going to be. You don't know that curiosity has been its spark to get you started on a realm that you had never dreamed of going into. You're getting into a realm of magic and of music and of things that are just too many to even begin to name and claim for yourself. But think about it. Think about it. What is it that happens to you when you let curiosity sparkle your consciousness? When you let curiosity sparkle your consciousness, you begin to think about things that you had never dreamed you would think about. You begin to think about new colors. When I was a young man, wearing colored clothing, pastel shirts and things of that nature was just not the thing to do. And then later years, that became very much the thing to do. And everybody was doing exactly what they wanted to do. But the time was limiting when I was youngster as to what type of color our clothing could be, our shirts could be, what was male, what was masculine, what was feminine. And these were things that were adhered to. But today, our curiosity has taken us beyond those levels, beyond those expressions. And today, we are using color in all of its magical, dynamic ways. And we are doing things today that are just utterly amazing. Are you ready to be utterly amazing? Are you ready to let your curiosity have its run? Are you ready to let your curiosity be its own reason for being? And you don't question why you have the curiosity. You just go into it and have it and enjoy it and delight in it. That's the wonder. That's the magic. That's the fun of who you are. That's the fun of magic of who I am. That's the fun magic of all the world. We have no idea what science are going to come up with. The sciences are going to come up with all sorts of ideas that we had never dreamed about. And auto mechanics are coming up with things we've never dreamed about. And mothers are coming up with ideas on how to raise children and how to encourage children to be the highest and finest and best that they can be. And our Educational systems are changing their techniques of teaching. They're teaching children how to believe in themselves and how to listen within themselves and how to follow the magic of the dream that lies within their heart. And as the children are being taught to do this, they don't always make it and they don't always appreciate it. But those who do it, those who are inspired to do it, they are the magic ones in this world. They are the magic ones who reveal to all what is lovely, what is fantastic, what is glorious, what is magnificent, and they will continue doing that as these teachers help children to whet their curiosity and not worry about why the curiosity is there, but go with it, flow with it, run with it. They'll find all the magic that the world has to offer is theirs now. You will too, just like I do. I love you. I love you. I love you.